The Youth's Instructor, March 20, 1902, Living for Christ. It is a solemn thing to live, because we are not our own, but the Lord's, bought with the blood of His only begotten Son. Think of the estimate God has placed on us. When we were ready to perish, He sent His Son to die for us, that we might have an opportunity to regain what has been lost by sin. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This infinite sacrifice connects us with God. Satan cannot hold us if we will accept Christ as our hope, our life, our personal Savior. The spotless, sinless Son of God has borne our sins in His own body on the cross, that we might live unto God. When we truly receive Christ, we live His life, not our own. Our highest aim is to do His will and represent His character. Christ bore our sins that we might live unto righteousness. We were as sheep going astray, but He came from the heavenly courts to bring us back to the fold. He died to make it possible for us to keep the law, but all are left to make their choice for themselves. God forces no one to accept the advantages secured for him at an infinite cost. A large number of God's subjects have taken their position under the banner of rebellion, but God has not treated them as they deserve. They have declared of Christ, "We will not have this man to reign over us." But the Lord's hand of love is stretched out still. Men have become bondmen of Satan, but the Lord is entreating them to enlist in His army. Christ lived on this earth the life He desires His disciples to live, a life of unselfish service. Let His children remember that He has a work for each one of them to do. He has given them talents, which they are to hold and use for Him. But do we appreciate the privilege thus placed within our reach for blessing those around us? Do we use our talents to the best advantage? Are not many of us asleep, doing nothing to save our fellow men? Is not the Bible, God's great textbook of education, superficially read, and therefore superficially understood, and superficially practiced? Time is fast passing. Let us remember that while life is ours, we are under the solemn responsibility of working for God. Let us throw aside our narrow, selfish plans and do our very best to accomplish the work God desires to have accomplished. Let us give the invitation, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Let us think of the sacrifice Jesus made to obtain our redemption. Let us study how we can most intelligently work for Him. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, let us do all in our power to glorify Him who has purchased us. God calls upon us to go to those in error and point them to the right way. It is not only the ordained ministers who are to do this work. Ministering angels will cooperate with all who will labor unselfishly for the Master.